Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with
Romeo Dunn. I got 21 seconds, 21 seconds, That was by the So Sorry Crew.
I think you're confused, Zach Thompson. I think it was actually by the So Solid Crew.
Very good. And that was called a correction. But was the correction your idea or mine? Today, we're going to be delving into the technique known as overcorrection.
Great stuff. And I think that this is something that we have seen our teams use. We've been using it, and it's something that you can use in everyday life. So if you're looking to learn one skill that you can put it into practice straight away, I think this is, I would go as far as say this is probably like one of the funnest skills to learn. Like mirroring, it's there, but is it fun?
Is it fun?
Great. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. Yeah. Overcorrection. I love this one. So give us a rundown. Why should people be using overcorrection?
Right. So salespeople can sometimes get in the habit of going question. And if I do that, what does it start to feel like, Jack?
An interrogation.
But there are all these other things you mentioned. One then mirroring, labeling. Mm-hmm. And then there's a technique called overcorrection. So overcorrection, I basically stole from martial arts. Right. So martial arts recognizes that in, like, let's say judo or something, two mm-hmm. forces pushing together the same, pushing with equal force, what's going to happen?
They're both pushing. Someone's going to fall over.
No, nothing is going to happen.
Nothing is going to happen.
Shows the martial artist you are. If both forces are pushing together equally, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. But if one force pushes as the other one pulls, that's when they fall over.
Yeah. I need to go back to jujitsu. It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it's okay, mate. It's okay. So in the sales world or in the conversation world, the communication world, overcorrection just looks like me putting out a wrong statement so that you overcorrect with not only the right statement, but typically with a lot of information. Mm. So I'm going to give you an example, Jack. I want you to pretend you're my taxi driver.
Okay. Right. Beep, beep for anybody watching on YouTube. I'm steering the wheel.
You've been busy, mate.
Yeah, really busy, mate.
Do you know, I was reading something before that said taxi drivers today love their job more than anyone in the world.
Slam the brakes. What? Look behind me because you're behind me. What do you mean? That's not true. This is shit.
Oh, it said in this article that like everyone who's a taxi driver absolutely loves it and can't think of a reason why they don't like it.
Since Uber have come in, it's ruined everything. The state of the economy, I just can't wait for Nigel Farage to get into power. Tommy Robinson's a lion.
And there we go. So what I did there was I purposefully threw out a wrong statement. Not ridiculous, but it was enough to get a bite at and a bit more of an overcorrection from you.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Now, you've got a story. I can't remember if you've told it on this podcast or the Sales Stoic about your partner and the coffee.
Yes. I love this story. And if I've said it on this podcast before, I don't care because it's my podcast. So we were at the Trafford Centre. And you know what I don't like? I don't like that guy that goes on our YouTube and comments, "I saw you looking in Ann Summers at the Trafford Centre." So whoever you are, and you message me saying, "I saw you at the Trafford Centre, but I didn't want to come and say hello." Yeah, I go shopping with my partner. And yeah, if I want to look at lingerie, I will. Anyway, so we're there. We're walking through the Trafford Centre. And we said, should we get Blank Street? Blank Street, other coffee shops are available. So we got it. And I got an iced black Americano. You like me? I like it hard, fast, strong and black. That's the kind of guy I am. So I ordered a strong black Americano iced. And I tasted it. I was like, oh my God, this could be the best iced coffee I've ever had. I wanted my partner, who shall remain nameless, let's call her Kevin for the sake of this episode. I wanted Kevin to have a little bit of my black Americano, but I knew that if I said, "This is amazing, try this," she'd probably just go, "No, I don't like black coffee. I'm not going to try it. I'll drink my matcha, vanilla, frappe, banana cake, whatever it is." So I just went to her and went, oh, it's such a shame that you can't try this. Such a shame that you can't drink this. And she just went, give it here. And she grabbed it and she drank it. And she went, that's not very nice, is it? But I'd won the war.
You had, you had. And that's called manipulating your partner. So yeah. Let's put it into a sales context, right? So let me think of an example. One that I actually found a lot of success with on discovery calls is I might be having a very kind of surface level conversation with someone. I'm trying to get them a bit more emotional, to go down the path a bit. And what I might say is something like, you know what, normally when I'm speaking to people in your role, industry, whatever, and it gets to this point of the call, there's usually like a real clear, here's the problem, here's what we need to do. But actually, you sound like one of the lucky ones. You sound like you don't need to do anything. And now that, throwing that statement out is when they overcorrect and double down. I'm literally going like, be more emotional, or we're not working together. And they're like, whoa, hold on a second. You know what I mean? And then they jump in and correct that. What ones do you like?
I was going to say, you know what the best thing about this is? So even if you're a novice, even if you're going to start using it in low-stakes environments, you can't get it wrong.
Why?
Because if you're right, well, then you gain something else, and you're probably going to lean into the emotion. If that taxi driver turned around and went, yeah, mate, I do love my job, you go, oh, why? Yeah. And then you start to get them to open up anyway. So it's just about getting that emotion moving, getting them to open up. I always think it's great to use, like, I've heard, I've seen, I was reading, because it paints you out not to be kind of the one in control. It doesn't feel like a move. But it's like, let me just share with you something I've heard. And then it's a case of, and I do like, I know that you say you don't have to be ridiculous, but I always feel that sometimes if you go too vanilla, too middle ground with it, it can fall a bit flat. So like we were doing one this morning and talking to like a lead generated people, it was, you could say that actually, oh, I've heard that when I'm speaking to people, they say that they're inundated with leads. They've got loads and loads coming through. And they're going to go, well, no, that's not the case. Who are these people you're speaking to? Rather than going, we had this conversation because you don't want to go, I've heard other people I speak to aren't getting very many, because it's like, well, that sounds like a sales tactic. That feels like you're just trying to use your social proof against me. But go, I've heard that other people in this industry, they're inundated. They get about 30 leads a day. No, that's not true. We don't get 30. All right, you're probably closer to 25. No, about four. Four, okay, interesting. Well, four's still, well, for what you do, four's great. Well, it's not great. Okay, well, here's my PIN card. Sign up.
Yeah, exactly. There's probably other ones as well. Like if I was talking to someone for what we do, I might say to a CEO, I was reading an article before saying that actually SDRs are probably the one function of the software business that people are really happy with. I don't know where you fucking got that from.
What are you doing with that mic there, mate? Because I don't know if you realise, but you have to talk into the mic, don't you?
the first place I heard this done is, I think I was on like a YouTube video or something, where a guy was like, watch this, I can get this guy to tell me when his birthday is.
Yeah.
And they come and sit down and he's like, I reckon I know when your birthday is. July. No, September. Okay, September the 24th. No, the 23rd. Ah, oh, right. There we go. I've got the guy's birthday.
You've got to be. This is why it's great in low stakes environment, because I'm sure that there's scammers using this across the world to find out people's mother's maiden name. But like, it's a brilliant sales trick. It's something. What do you call me?
That's your mother's maiden name.
Yeah, it is. Luckily for you, I use my dad's maiden name. Anyway.
Your dad's maiden name.
Is it time for a task?
Let's give it. I think it's actually your turn this week.
It is my turn to give a task. And I'm going to give such a good task this week. What I want you to do is I want you to go on LinkedIn, because this is where we spend a lot of our time. I want you to find Marco Alfonso Rogers. He's just started a new job, so he's under the name of
Alfonso Rogers.
So whatever, some kind of Italian stuff. It's Marco AR. He's just started a new job, and just say, send them a message, say, congratulations on the new job. I'm disappointed that you turned down We Have a Meeting. They've said they'll pay you more money. Screenshot that, send it to me and Zach, or just me. You can just send it to me. And I will, let me just check the bank balance at the moment. A grand cash.
A grand?
I'm going to give you a grand cash in your bank account. How about that? Oh. Catch me outside. See you later, guys.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.